Critical information has finally come to light about an $80 million water deal that's dogged the federal government for several years. Remember the so-called Watergate scandal? It involved the purchase of water rights back in 2017 from a company with strong political connections and links to the Cayman Islands tax haven. A key unredacted document has finally been released, which shows the federal government paid nearly twice as much for this water than was recommended by an independent valuation. Crossbench Senator Rex Patrick obtained this unredacted document through a Freedom of Information request. Rex Patrick, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
It's taken you, I think, a couple of years to get this unredacted document. Now you have it. We already know that Eastern Agriculture Australia was paid $80 million for the 28 gigalitres of floodwaters in the Condamine Ballon Valley in Queensland. Does this document reveal whether the Commonwealth paid too much for that water?
This document is definitive. The Commonwealth paid well above the maximum value recommended by the valuer, and certainly significantly above the nominal price or the medium price that the valuer recommended.
So does it tell us anything about why the Commonwealth did that?
There's no explanation here at all, and in fact, the difficulty I have is, as you said, I've been trying to get this document for some time. My first day in the Senate, actually, I sought to get access to the documents related to this purchase and others, and when it arrived, these numbers were hidden, and I pressed government officials. I was told that they were within the value range, even though they weren't going to give me the values. I continued to press, eventually resorted to FOI, and now we've got to the final stage. The Information Commission was on the cusp of making a decision, and that's when the department's finally released these numbers to me. We've finally got transparency on this, but what we've not got at this point is accountability. There's something very reckless about this, and that's the best possible description.
I'm going to come back to that, but the department says that it paid $2,745 for a megalitre of overflowing flow water. It says that reflects the well-developed nature of the properties and the environmental importance of the base of the water. On this basis, it considers it achieved value for money. What do you say to that?
Well, it's questionable whether or not the water was useful in the context it was overland flow attached to the property. So there's great controversy over whether or not it's worth anything at all. But this is this was bought from a property that was achieving well below par in terms of its value of average cotton per hectare. It was a poor performing farm, and they've gone in and paid well above odds on the purchase of this property. And you know, the owners of the land had been trying on several occasions to get the Commonwealth to buy this water. Suddenly, there's a decision made to purchase it, and the purchase is made well above market price. It's just bizarre.
A lot of pressure came on Barnaby Joyce around this time because he was the water minister who approved this deal back in 2017. He's dismissed criticism of the buyback as horse crap. He has consistently said he approved the purchase on departmental advice, the Department of Agriculture and Water. Is there anything in this document that disproves his claim, that he was indeed, disproves he was just signing off on the department's advice?
Well, again, at the very best, him being the minister at the time should have exercised oversight over this. So at the very best, it's incompetence.
You've said this now, at the very best, it's incompetence. You've said at the very best, it's recklessness. And in your press release, you say perhaps it goes further. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think we have to examine this properly to see what the motive was for Commonwealth officials to pay well above the valuer's range for this water. I cannot see an explanation. Up until this point in time, the department and the relevant ministers have tried their very best to keep this secret. These are valuations that, by Australian standards, only last for 90 days. I can understand a valuation being kept secret when you haven't bought a piece of land or bought some water. water or something. But once you've purchased it, the market price has been set and the valuation should have been made public immediately. And it worries me that I had to basically go through root canal therapy to extract this document from the government.
What are you implying, though? There might be some sort of corruption or profiteering here? Improper?
It just doesn't make any sense as to how they've authorised this payment that's well above the valuer's range. It requires investigation. And it's disappointing as well that the Auditor General has examined this and didn't come up with an issue in relation to this. I mean, the Auditor
General. It requires investigation. The Auditor General did investigate and it found, quote, the price the department paid for water entitlements was equal to or less than the maximum price determined by the valuers.
And the Auditor General will now have to answer questions in the Senate. He will appear before me at estimates in October. But as will the officials as well. We have to get to the bottom of this. You cannot have officials and ministers authorising the expenditure of public money. I'd say the taxpayers paid perhaps $30 million more than what they had to. Some would argue we've paid a lot more. And you can't just have this continuously happen where money is just wasted, squandered, and perhaps been used inappropriately.
Okay, the parent company of Eastern Australia Agriculture is based in the Cayman Islands. It booked a $52 million profit from this sale. Do we know where that money ended up in a trust account in an offshore tax haven?
Well, that's the difficulty with the Cayman Islands. And one of the characteristics of a tax haven is that obviously there is a low tax threshold, and indeed it's almost impossible to follow where the money went. And again, that's something that's outside the purview of someone like the Auditor General. And this is perhaps one of the reasons why we need to seriously look at a Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin plan. We've had $13 billion of taxpayers' money allocated to this. More than half of it has been spent, and there's been a number of questionable transactions. We've seen two reports in the last 2 months, one by the Auditor General, one on the water market, which basically says the water market's like the Wild West, scathing on the department. The department simply has either turned a blind eye to this or have been willingly complicit in what is a disaster.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Independent Senator Rex Patrick. A major political battle is brewing over the upcoming increase in compulsory superannuation. Your former colleagues in Centre Alliance say the legislated increase in the super guarantee levy should be delayed. Sterling Griff says in the middle of a recession, the last thing we need is to make it more expensive to hire or keep staff. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. My starting position on this is that the superannuation guarantee should continue as is legislated. If the government want to delay this, they certainly have to. They have the burden of convincing me in terms of my vote that it is deserved. I mean, there are a whole range of different factors in here. I understand the business side of the equation, but we also have a situation where we've had stagnant wage growth for a number of years, and indeed many members of the community have now had to withdraw a significant portion of their superannuation to deal with COVID. And we need to see the numbers. We need to have a very close look at this. I don't think the starting point ought to be that there's either a cessation or indeed a delay in the increases for super. This has been a long-planned event.
Rex Patrick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Independent Senator Rex Patrick on this Watergate issue says it's recklessness at best. Perhaps it goes further than that.